Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, here we go. Helping out people that have been ghosted. Alex, Audrey, let's say hello to Jack.
What's up, Jack?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jack. We understand that Heather has done you dirty, but first, tell us what your side of the story, what you think might have happened here.
Ah, man, I don't know. That's why I'm calling. Honestly, I feel pretty pathetic to call.
Please don't.
I never thought I would be this guy, you know, but honestly, like, I feel like it's something I have to do because it truly makes no sense why I haven't heard from her.
No, first of all, don't feel like that at all. We're here to help you out.
And it makes us feel bad.
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Worst case scenario, you get closure. Best case scenario, it's just miscommunication. So talk about how y'all met and what happened.
All right. Well, you know, first of all, like, I like to think I'm a catch, you know, like, not to sound egotistical or anything, but I have my stuff together. You know, I have a good job. I'm happy in life. So I've just been looking for someone to complete it. And the last few years, I haven't wanted a relationship, but now I think I'm ready to settle down. So I've been building my brand, I guess you could say, for a while now, and I feel really confident finally and just like secure in who I am as a man. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go on dating apps, you know, to try it out to find a woman. And I finally found someone I felt like was on my level. And I was proven right when we went on our date. You know, she was a whole woman, which is not something I'm used to out of the girls I've surrounded myself with in the past.
Oh, wow.
So, I like this guy.
She was someone that I could actually see myself dating and having a future with. I would be proud to introduce her to everyone I know.
All right.
And we seemed completely in tune until after our date when she ghosted me. I don't know if it's just my ego or what, but I can't let it go. And I really want an answer. I didn't do anything crazy or anything wrong. I know it's what you guys are used to hearing, but it's true. Like, I just need to know what happened on her end, you know?
Have you ever been in a relationship where she was really great and you just were not ready and you treated her awful?
Yeah. This sounds like him. Like, I mean, like, he's been bad.
No, that was actually a specific question aimed at you. Like, have you ever?
Personally, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
No, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad about it all the time. I'm like, I really did not give you what you deserve to get.
It's hard to explain. Also, it's not them. That's me.
Yeah.
And then they don't understand. I'm like, I'm just not ready. And then I end up screwing it up.
Jack, let's call Heather right now and see if she'll talk to us, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, good morning, Heather. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey with Mix 94.7. I hope you'll have a second for us. I know this is going to sound crazy, but we're on the radio right now with a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we try to help out people that have been out on dates and since have been ghosted. And we're calling you because Jack is on the phone. We just heard his story about you and how wonderful you are and just nothing but glowing things. That's why he's really, really confused as to why he has not heard from you. So if you don't want to talk to Jack, maybe you'll talk to us and give your side of the story. Do you mind?
It's kind of weird, but sure.
Here
so what, did he do something wrong? Because he said he felt like a really good connection with you.
You know, if I was being contacted about literally anyone else or any other date that I had been on, like, I would be so respectful and blame it on myself. But this guy was almost a cartoon character, or like a full parody on our date. And the reason I haven't contacted him is because I would literally never date him. And I know that sounds like really harsh and rude and like a mean girl, but our date was like, it felt like a joke that everyone else was in on except for me.
You know, Heather, appreciate that and thank you and hope you'll elaborate. He seems like, the little that we've spoken to him, he seems like a really nice guy. So can you just expound a little bit on what you mean?
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy, but like he's so cocky and he spent the entire day talking about his brand. Like, I don't know, like who talks about their brand? It's like a little persona. And like every conversation that we had came back to who's online or like who he is as a public figure on his social media. And this guy has 5,000 followers. He's not mega famous. So it's like, is this your career? Like, I couldn't really get a gauge of who he actually was.
What does he do for a living?
He's a personal trainer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's
not like he's an actor or anything.
Yeah,
you're an artist, and like the way he talks, you think he'd be like, he'd have won an Oscar, be like a cajillionaire or something. I don't know. It just felt like it was so ridiculous, like how obsessed he was with himself. And I don't know if like the social media has turned him into that or he actually doesn't know who he is, but it just wasn't even worth like texting him about it or explaining why I cut it off. And I don't know. I don't know if you've ever been on a date with someone who just talks about themselves in third person basically the whole time. It's not fun. I would never embarrass someone on the radio station, like, unless he acted that way. And maybe he just needs to be, I don't know, maybe this will be good for him, but it didn't make me feel good on the date. You know what I mean?
Dang. Boy, that is a lot.
I know.
I'm going to be Frank or Jack here, I guess. He would have lost me the second he said brand to me.
Really?
To my face.
Really?
Especially if I was on a date and a guy was talking about his brand.
Yeah.
Out the
exactly.
door.
Oh, Jack, this might be a little hard to hear, but now Heather has kind of broken it all down. What are you thinking?
Look, I'm not sorry for being proud of myself or what I've accomplished in my life. Like, the whole point of a first date is to talk about yourself and see if you're compatible.
What?
Like, clearly we're not. So I'm not going to be ashamed of the success I've had going forward.
Good. Good, good.
I like him still.
Will you go out with him?
Well, I never did.
I mean,
no one disliked him.
Because Heather doesn't want to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.